And joining us today is Indiana's First Lady, Janet Holcomb. Mrs. Holcomb, how are you doing today?
I am doing just fine. Thank you very much. How are you today, Frank?
Not too bad. So what's it like being shut in to the governor's mansion in Indianapolis as we try to avoid the virus?
Well, it's been a little different. We usually have a lot of visitors here at the residence, and there's several staff members who work here in various capacities. They have all been kind of furloughed for the time being. So, you know what, Frank? I might be out mowing the yard in a couple of weeks. We'll see.
Wow. Well, that would be kind of interesting. So, well,
and, yeah, I don't mind that actually. It's kind of fun.
Well, that might help our budget surplus, you know.
Well, there we go.
Yeah, why not? I know a few states around
us. Happy to do my part.
I know a few states around us that could use that kind of help.
Hey, so not to mention any names, right?
Yeah, not to mention, just look west. But anyway, hey, one of the things about this is that your husband has put down pretty much the don't go anywhere rule throughout the state. And I know that some folks are kind of saying, gee, is that really necessary? And to that question, you answer what?
Well, so, you know, you might be young and healthy, and maybe you do get the virus, and it's, you know, you're probably going to be fine. You might have some very mild symptoms, but the big concern is who you might pass that to. So, you know, you might be fine yourself, but if you're in contact with an older person or someone with maybe some underlying health conditions, it can be terribly damaging or even fatal. So that's why we're really asking people to stay at home. Avoid places where groups of people congregate. Maybe you have to go to the store and get a few things. But go in, get what you need, and get home. Don't loiter. Don't spend extra time walking around Walmart or wherever it might be. But really try to help work with us on this.
And you're not going to know that you've come into contact with this virus until it's too late in a lot of cases, right?
That's exactly right. Yes, it takes several days for any symptoms to appear, and you can be contagious in that time period and not even know that you're transmitting the virus to other people.
You know, there's a lot of folks right now that are not sick, that do not have the virus, and may never get it. But because of the situation that we all find ourselves in, not just in Indiana, but across the country, there's a lot of folks that could find themselves in a lot of hurt because jobs are shutting down. A lot of places and a lot of services that you depend on, if you can find them, it's hard to get in touch with them. So what if you find yourself in a position where you need help? I know Indiana's got a lot of programs, a lot of ways that you can help folks, but how do they get in contact with you to say, hey, I need this help?
Yes. Yeah, so the governor has directed numerous state agencies to provide resources to the public in various ways. The number one sort of clearinghouse for information is coronavirus.in.gov. You can go there and find a lot of answers to questions, and it might help direct you to some other resources you need. Beyond that, the Indiana State Department of Health has a hotline that is open 24 hours a day, and you can get information. They provide information for the public or for healthcare workers. That number is 877-826-0011. And I know you'll probably add these to your website, Frank, so people can access them on your website. If you're a business and looking for information that is business or industry related, you can call 877-820-0890. A lot of people, as you mentioned, may have seen a change in employment status recently. We've seen a lot of unemployment benefit claims recently. So if you're needing information on unemployment, you go to unemployment.in.gov, and that website will provide all the information you need to file an unemployment claim. And finally, if you're looking for food assistance if you're really needing help in that area, you can simply dial 211 and you'll be connected with food pantries and information for your area on how to get that type of help.
I know that there, you know, listen, we're getting stuck at home. You know, you get cabin fever and all that kind of stuff. I get that. And we don't want people out just, you know, going all over the place just because. But I know the state parks, they've got free admission. Even though a lot of the services may not be open, you can practice this social distancing. You can kind of get out in the great outdoors if you want to, because the state parks are still there for you. There's lots of other things you can do too to occupy your time.
That is absolutely right. And you have some beautiful state parks over in your area. So hopefully people will remember that. Go out for a walk or a hike and get outdoors. Just make sure that you stay at least 6 feet away from other people that you might encounter. And I've been doing that myself lately. I've been out on several hikes with our dog, Henry, and it's been a great way to get out of the house, get some fresh air, and just have a little bit of a break.
You can do lots of electronic communication with your older relatives, too. You don't necessarily want to get close to them, but let's face it, we have the technology, so make use of it, right? FaceTime and all that?
Absolutely. Yep.
And speaking of
FaceTime or just call, you know, we can still pick up the phone and call people every once in a while. We don't have to always text. So, just check in on your friends and neighbors, and particularly the elderly. And, you know, if they need something from the grocery store, if you're going to be going anyway, pick up a few things for your family members that really need to stay at home right now, or your neighbors, and just make sure that you drop those items off on their porch or someplace where you're not coming into direct contact with them.
And you mentioned Henry there. How's he doing? I should say our next governor, because he's going to run after your husband finishes up his next term.
Well, I don't know that we allow dogs on the ballot. He is very popular and is you know, pretty famous on social media. He's on Twitter, Instagram, and Facebook. Henry's doing great. He's enjoying having his mom and dad home a little bit more right now. And he's making sacrifices of his own, though. He had a grooming appointment that was canceled because of the business closures. So he's getting a little fuzzy, but he's doing great.
First Lady Janet Holcomb's our guest today. Hey, real quick, now, honestly, tell me, when you first started this, and your husband was elected, did you ever imagine that your dog would be as big a star as not only your husband, but even as you in some cases?
I had no idea that Henry would become the celebrity that he has become. No.
I was going to say, does he have his own social secretary now to book his events and engagements and that kind of thing?
I just tend to just handle those for him.
So. Oh, well, we're glad we found something that you can do, you know, because we don't want you to get left out. So anyway, well, I know it's a trying time for you and your husband both. Are you guys holding up okay? Because, I mean, this does require a lot of effort on your part to take care of a major effort like this.
It has been a little stressful and certainly not something that we anticipated as part of our time in office, but we're just doing everything we can to make sure that all Hoosiers get through this in the best light as possible. And you know, I feel good about how things are going so far and what we've put in place and what we're doing. And we're just going to continue to do everything we can to help the state and help our neighbors here in Indiana.
Indiana's First Lady Janet Holcomb, our guest today. We thank her for spending some time with us. Wish them good health. Hope you all stay safe.